This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A man who worked as a swim coach in Boulder 20 years ago was convicted of sex assault charges on Tuesday. CPR's Allison Sherry reports the verdict came after several adult victims came forward years after the crimes were committed.
John Bieber had inappropriate sexual contact with multiple underage swimmers on an elite swim team in Boulder between 1997 and 2002. He quit the team and left Colorado when allegations against him initially surfaced that year, and parents confronted him. At the time, no reports were made to law enforcement, and he went on to coach in other states. The Boulder District Attorney's Office filed charges a couple of years ago after three victims came forward. Bieber, who is 54, will be sentenced in July. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
A new consumer protection program is meant to help airline passengers with travel issues and delayed refunds. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg announced the program Tuesday in a visit to Denver International Airport.
Many passengers still don't know that they are automatically entitled to a refund if there is a cancellation for any reason. Yet we've found a lot of airlines dragging their feet.
States will now be able to directly investigate consumer complaints against airlines. That responsibility has been with the federal government. Copper Mountain is joining the list of Colorado ski resorts extending their season. Copper Mountain was set to close April 28th, but with 2 feet of new snow this week, the resort says it will be open into May, as long as conditions allow. Eldora also extended their season after a major storm last month. The Pueblo Zoo has a new baby monkey. The baby Debraza monkey was born at the end of March. The baby's gender is still unknown. Zoo officials say that can be hard to figure out until the baby grows and gets some separation from its mother. Debraza monkeys are native to Central Africa. They're distinctive for the adult's white muzzle and beard. The zoo says the baby's parents, Ruby and Kanoa, have been a couple since a special exhibit opened at the Pueblo Zoo in 2018. This is CPR News.